Among those filing nominating signatures yesterday was former Democratic State Senator Gary George, a once powerful state lawmaker who served prison time for illegally accepting kickbacks while in office. George filed to run in a Democratic primary against Congresswoman Gwen Moore. In a written statement, George said he was running for office because public service is his calling, and Milwaukee desperately needs the results-oriented leadership he could provide. Moore was first elected to Congress in 2004. She served with George in the state legislature. Also filing nominating signatures just a half hour ahead of yesterday's deadline was Madison Democratic State Representative Brett Halsey, who's running for governor. Halsey says he filed about 2,300 signatures, most of which he gathered himself. 2,000 signatures are required. Assuming enough of his signatures are valid, Halsey's candidacy would force an August primary against Democrat Mary Burke. And while Burke is the party's endorsed candidate, Halsey says he'll be at the state Democratic convention this weekend.
I am. I have signed up to volunteer. They won't let me speak, but hopefully I can pick up some of the confetti from the Mary Burke coronation there.
In addition to the Democratic primary for governor, it appeared after yesterday's filing deadline that there could be a Democratic primary for lieutenant governor, a three-way Democratic primary for attorney general, a Republican primary for secretary of state, and primaries in both parties for state treasurer. Challenges to nominating signatures are due this Thursday, and the State Government Accountability Board meets next Tuesday to finalize the ballot. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.